online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
Thank you, Andy. And we're starting today talking about mental health problems. It's because KMFM's obtained figures showing dozens of people are being held in police cells because there's simply nowhere else for them to go. Joe has our special report this lunchtime.
It's a cold, horrible place sitting inside this smelly, damp cell. Not talking to anyone, no natural sunlight. And yeah, you feel abandoned. You feel very alone and lost and buried in the system.
Well, Craig spent nearly 50 hours in a police cell after struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder. He'd lost his job and had also tried to take his own life. The war veteran from Medway was taken into custody because there were no mental health beds available anywhere in Kent.
You feel kind of like you're contaminated in some way. You're sat there, you're being passed from pillar to post, the police are burdened with you, and the people that are actually there to help you are just... Sorry, I'm not dealing with that.
It's something Kent's Crime Commissioner Matthew Scott says isn't acceptable. Figures show almost 70 adults ended up behind bars in the county in the year to March because there was nowhere else for them to go.
What we've seen is where mental health services have changed, where social services have changed. People aren't as easily able to access the support that they need at the appropriate time, which means they end up eventually in a situation where they're facing crisis and they come to our attention.
You can hear more from both of those interviews and find out where to get help and support at kentonline.co.uk.
Thank you, Joe, and we'll be looking at the problems surrounding mental health care in the county this week. Tomorrow, we'll be hearing about a new scheme to deal with vulnerable people who are calling 999 in Kent.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Also today, a man has appeared in court accused of murdering a pensioner in Faversham. It's after police were called to reports a 75-year-old man had died at a bungalow in Crisping Close on Friday. 62-year-old Anthony Goodwin, who's from the town, has been remanded in custody. He'll be back in court on Wednesday. A man has been charged over a robbery in Margate that happened at the weekend. Another man had his mobile phone and wallet stolen in Union Row on Saturday. A 28-year-old woman also arrested has been released while investigations continue. Facebook says today, keeping us safe is a top priority after claimed it doesn't censor some self-harm and violence videos. A document on its policy has been leaked. Tim has more for KMFM.
The rules reveal why content which some will find offensive is not deleted. Moderators are told they should not censor or punish people in distress. It means live streaming of self-harm is allowed, and so are videos of abortions if there's no nudity. And footage of deaths don't have to be removed because they can create awareness of mental health. Facebook says not everyone will agree on what to allow, and there'll always be grey areas.
Three people have been charged after two dogs were stolen from a house near Snodland. The Springer Spaniels were reported missing from a property off Park Farm Road in Burling back in January. Two men and a woman from Wateringbury are due before court next month. Now, we need to register to vote for the general election before the end of the day. The deadline is 11:59pm, with young people especially being encouraged to get involved. Figures show there's been a big drop in registration among first-time voters in Kent. Ben Towers from Medway set up his own business and is now encouraging more teenagers to sign up.
Every single political party has a new manifesto and things they want to do when in power. And so it's really important that you decide which one you want to do and go ahead and do it and feel empowered by voting, because it is a big decision to make. It is a big step.
More than 2 million applications have been made since the snap election was announced. You can sign up on the government website. And images of Kent are going on display on digital screens at London Underground and Overground stations from today. The pictures of attractions and landmarks, and they include Hever Castle and Viking Bay in Broadstead. It's part of a campaign to encourage more people to visit Kent this summer.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Superb sheds. Mention KMFM for a 5% discount.
Cricket, and it's the final day of Kent's championship match against Leicestershire away at Grace Road. Kent are currently 324-7 in their first innings. It's after the hosts made 420 in their first go with the bat. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.